Hey, it's Tim Scott with voiceofmuscatine.com and Muscatine Radio. And this morning on Moving Forward, we're talking to our old friend Tony Tone from your Muscatine Hy-Vee food store. Hey, Tony, how are you holding up?
We are doing good, Tim. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be able to jump on the legendary KWPC on a little overcast Friday, everybody. But we're doing good here, and it's just nice to be able to tell everybody listening that Hy-Vee is open for business, and quite honestly, the store is looking fantastic. This last week, things have kind of calmed down a little bit, you know?
Tell me what's going on out there. Like, I know you have special hours, and just how have things changed?
Yeah, so we are open Monday through Sunday, starting at 7 a.m., and there's an hour of time from 7 to 8 a.m. that is reserved for folks that are 60 years and older, for expectant mothers, and then for anybody that finds themselves, you know, at risk or is going to shop for someone that is at risk that they're worried about. And then the store opens up for everybody else at 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And that's going to probably be the case, I would imagine, for another week. And, Tim, what's been nice is seeing folks be able to come in at 7, get what they need, and then head back home. And I think, you know, I think it's just the essentials that they're grabbing. We're not seeing anybody stocking up, per se. And I think that's important for everybody to remember, just that we're not going to close. We're going to be here. And you can feel like you can come out and get a week's worth of stuff or just a day's worth of stuff and then come back and see us the next day.
Yeah, it is nice to go to the bread shelf and have bread now and the other things, right?
It is, yeah. Toilet paper is kind of a hot commodity still. But, yeah, your point about the bread is spot on. It looked really good yesterday. I think people in Muscatine County are definitely, you know, heeding the advice of the governor with respects to the social distancing, trying to stay at home, you know, stay home as much as possible. But I also think it's important because it can be really tough for folks to stay home, especially folks that maybe live alone or deal with things like anxiety or a lot of stress. I just want them to remember, you know, you can go outside, go for a walk, you know, go to one of our trails, walk along the river if the weather permits it. Because I think that's kind of getting lost in all this. You know, we keep hearing about staying home, only going out for the essentials, but that's not to say that you can't, you know, sit on your front or back porch and enjoy a sunrise or a sunset.
Yeah, just listen to the birds are really chirping out there now, and listen to the cardinals, and, you know, just take in a little bit of nature, because we're not more doom and gloom, but we're supposed to get more storms tomorrow, and it's supposed to start raining today. So, yeah, get outside today while you can.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's so weird to think that this time of year, the biggest concern we typically have is severe weather, and then, of course, the mighty Mississippi River creeping over her banks. And it's kind of has gotten lost with everything else that's going on. But, yeah, to your point, I was looking at some of the radar this morning, and it seems like we're kind of, you know, right in line with a chance for severe weather tomorrow. But that always can change. I just think it's so important for folks to know that all of this that's going on, nobody's doing it alone or by themselves. I think we're all having this, you know, kind of bizarre shared experience, and I know that we're all ready to get past it, but I also think we need to be careful not to rush things, you know, so that we can, a couple of months, you know, down the line when this is behind us, we'll all look back and go, wow, we never want to do that again. I'm not going to take for granted the ability to, you know, go to your favorite restaurant or bar or just, you know, go to a concert or a sporting event and congregate with a large group of people.
Yeah, definitely. And Tony, I know your mother lives here and my mom lives here, and I've been making her stay at home, which she does not like, but I've been bringing her supplies in, and there's a lot of that going on too, where people are taking care of their family members by doing that, just bringing supplies in.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's so funny because I laughed because my mom is, you know, the same way. She's still getting out for her walks. She's always been a person that walks, and I'm kind of having to remind her, like, you know, hey, if you don't need to be out as much, you know, please stay home. But it's tough. I mean, it's so hard for people, you know, to be told what to do, especially as we get older. I mean, I don't want to say that anybody gets more stubborn as they age, but I'm 36 and I'm more stubborn than I've ever been, you know. So it's tough to really listen and understand, like, okay, I can hang out at home and it's okay, and if I do it now, it'll really make things hopefully better in a couple months from now. But yeah, I love what you said about folks taking care of each other, buying supplies for their friends and neighbors. You know, if you have someone that's a neighbor that maybe is a little older, check in on them, see if they need anything. You know, with respects to the store here at Hy-Vee, we've had an increase in taking call-in grocery orders from folks, along with folks shopping online. And it's because, they're practicing that social distancing, and it's nice to be able to get them what they need so that they don't feel like they have to, if they feel like they're at risk, the last thing we want them to do is, you know, is leave their house and potentially get sick. Or, you know, if they don't have to do it and we can step up for them, or like you mentioned, taking care of your mom, there's so many good stories like that going around, and that's just another one of those reasons why you love Muscatine, you know.
Tony, I know I tried to reach you yesterday, and you were busy hiring people. Are you guys still looking for people?
You know, I would say maybe a handful. That was I felt bad because we were going to do this yesterday, and then we had, you know, hired maybe 25 to 26 people specifically to help with the online grocery shopping. And I would say half of those folks got hired and started yesterday, which typically doesn't happen, but given the volume of the orders that we had, it was necessary, and we really got some great folks in here. So if people are interested, they can always call Hy-Vee at 264-2420. They can ask for myself, Tony, or Randy Beimer, or Steve Graham, and we're happy to have a conversation with them. But yeah, I was thinking about you when I finally got home around 7 o'clock last night. I live closer to the radio station, and I saw the tower, and I thought, what a great time for local radio to really flex what they're good at, and that is having conversations like this and being able to update people on the situation with everybody, you know, talking about the COVID-19, but then also tomorrow, you know, if severe weather pops, you could walk into the studio and turn a microphone on and alert people what they need to know, you know?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I've been talking to the mayor and other people, and like you said, with severe weather coming up, we're going to be breaking in more with that. And it's what local radio is all about. And I just wanted to contact you because we're blessed to have a store like Hy-Vee in town where you can go and you can get a lot of things done. You can mail packages. You can drop off dry cleaning. You can get, you know, a nice coffee at Starbucks. You can get something from the deli. Health and beauty. You know, if you like a little libation, Tony, there's that Bailey's over there in the alcohol department.
Yeah, it's true. It is, you know, and again, this place, you know, open for business and ready to take care of folks. Our Starbucks is open, and you know, obviously, we're encouraging folks to do their part in social distance. But when you need to venture out, we're here. And I think, you know, it's so wild, Tim, because obviously, you know, they talk about the essential workers during times like this. And I'm inclined, obviously, to give all the praise to the doctors and nurses and paramedics and, you know, EMTs and public health workers. But it is kind of weird to be lumped into that category. But we have been here. And, I can tell you exactly when it really started to ramp up. It was really Wednesday, March 12th, and then Friday, March 13th. You know, wow, it was wild. And I think, you know, I can speak on behalf of everybody that works here that's just so thankful for everybody's trust and patience and their grace, because we're just trying to do the right thing. But the good news is, like I said, and I can't say it enough, that a place like Hy-Vee will not close regardless of how things progress or not. Will be open. The trucks are still running. How about the truckers? Talk about essential workers. People driving truck of supplies from Des Moines to Muscatine. You can see them cruising down Highway 61, and it's kind of a great feeling knowing that, you know, this country was built on hard work and people driving a truck to a place like Hy-Vee that you can then. I never thought I'd have to stock a shelf as quick as we did last week, but it was all hands on deck, and it just felt really good, you know.
Well, the other thing I like about Hy-Vee, just real quick, is if you go to a big box store, there's nobody there to tell you where things are if you don't know. But at Hy-Vee, I mean, like literally down every other aisle, there's always somebody there from the store that you can say, hey, where is this? And they will actually walk you down to the item.
Yeah, absolutely. And now there's more than ever, we've got more helpful smiles. Yeah, that's the goal, you know. During all these interviews yesterday where we were kind of rapidly hiring people, the big takeaway that I told everybody was, you know, all that I care about is people being friendly to customers, and we can teach everything that you need to know, but at the end of the day, it's that customer service and that smile and just doing the right thing, because you can learn any job in a place like this, but it's hard to teach friendliness. So, yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to be here, get folks taken care of, and then, you know, send them on their way, and we'll see them next time.
Speaking of customer service, how about that Sherry Siwasing?
Yeah, she's...
she's something.
She's down there right now, probably at Register 11. I got in the building right around 8, and...
I know if she's there because I can hear her laugh
That's
through
right.
the whole building.
You can hear the cackle.
Uh-huh.
When I got here, Jose at customer service was given a pair of socks that have toilet paper rolls on it, and it's the funniest thing ever. I posted a picture of it on our Hy-Vee Facebook page, so if anybody listening wants to jump on and check it out. But yeah, no, there's so many good people here, and it's just such a bizarre time, but I just, you know, I'm thankful that we're able to serve people. You're able to serve people, and I'd be remiss if I also didn't mention that today is my son Henry's 8th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And he's a little disappointed because we had a party planned for him tomorrow, and, you know, things had to get canceled, but my wife, Casey, has done an incredible job, you know, spoiling him, and so he's doing well. He did not want to sleep last night. And one of the last things he said was, I just want to check my height one more time before I turn 8. And my wife said, you're probably not going to get any taller until you're, like, closer to 9. And he was like, you don't know that. So she literally had to, excuse me, she literally had to measure him at, 9:30 last night as he was trying to get to sleep. So
that's funny.
Yeah, life is busy here and at home, and... I appreciate the chance to jump on and talk about things.
Yeah, let me know. I mean, obviously, you got my cell phone number, so let me know if you guys need anything out there. We can go back on again anytime. So you take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir. And shout out to everybody that's listening. And obviously, you know, you got to go trust the local source that can, again, in an instant, flip a button and start talking to you. And that's that power that you've got. And I will see you soon, I hope.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Take care.
See you, Tim. Bye.
Bye-bye.